Good morning. It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Time for our final installment of Iowa Business Beat, where we check in with IPR Sarah McCammon, who's on assignment for Marketplace this summer. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Clay.
Now, you've spent a lot of time the past couple of weeks really covering education. It's back to school season, so let's just start there. You've been looking at the economics of public school and found that in many cases, it's not totally free.
We all know that we all pay for public education through taxes, you know, property taxes, state aid to schools, and so forth. But as those sources of funding were strained during the recession, schools have had to turn to parents and teachers for more out-of-pocket funding, according to several people I talked with. Here's Adrian Dayton of the National School Supplies and Equipment Association.
Teachers routinely spend a lot of their money personally to outfit their classrooms. But in addition, the parents are also being asked to send their students to school with a lot more supplies than they used to.
So how much are parents and teachers spending out of pocket?
Well, the organization says in a survey of classroom teachers, they said they ask parents to spend about $25 on average for supplies. You know, the obvious things like paper and pens, but increasingly longer lists that include things like cleaning supplies. But Dayton added it's often much more than that. And here's a mother I talked to from Indianola, Christina Dale.
Lists have changed a lot over the years. They're requiring headphones. It just seems like every year the list gets bigger and more expensive.
And Dale has three children and works full time, but she says it's a real struggle to pay for all of their back-to-school needs.
And what about teachers? What are they being asked to pay for?
The same survey said that teachers are spending about close to $500 out of pocket. That was last year's number. And that's for everything from wall hangings to Kleenexes for the kids. It's up at least a little bit over the last couple of years. And educators also told me they bring things for students who can't afford them themselves. So here's Ryan Williamson. He's a guidance counselor at Roosevelt High School in Des Moines.
You know, it started off with, you know, take 20 bucks and I'd go out and buy some, you know, big pens that are a dollar or spiral notebooks and I kept them around. But then I saw the need was growing.
Now let's move to higher education. A lot of news about President Obama, who has announced a plan to try to rein in college costs by basically rating colleges on the value they provide students. So looking at things like graduation rates, debt after graduation, and how many graduates actually get jobs, what would that mean for Iowa?
It's not really clear yet because the program is new, but I can say that consistently for the last several years, Iowa has ranked near the top, anywhere from number 3 to 6 or so, for the highest student debt load. About 3/4 of Iowa grads have debt, and the average loan amount is around $28,000 or $29,000 in loans. So it remains to be seen whether this ranking system might change that.
Now, you also wrote about a new report on federal aid that revealed some surprising trends. What did you find?
The report by the U.S. Department of Education found, not surprisingly, that low-income students get more Pell Grants. Those are federal grants, not loans, to go to college. But it also found that colleges themselves were giving bigger grants of their own money to wealthier kids, about 25% more for the top tier versus those at the bottom.
So why would colleges give more aid to kids who don't need as much?
I heard a few answers on this. One analyst told me that it's partly because wealthier kids tend to come from better school districts and get more merit-based aid. And there's a lot of pressure on colleges to attract top students and sort of jack up their rankings. But there's another factor.
Higher-income students tend to be going to more expensive colleges in the first place.
That's Jim Rollins, the president of the National Association for College Admission Counseling. He says if the overall tuition bill is higher at a, you know, more expensive school, the grants are proportionately larger as well. But he acknowledges that this is a concern when access to college is difficult for so many students.
And Sarah, you're back to hosting Morning Edition a week from today. What else will you be covering as you join us again here at IPR?
Obviously, health reform is going to be a huge issue with major economic implications over the next several months as implementation begins. We will all be watching that at IPR. I'm sure you will as well, Clay, and we'll be taking a close look at how it unfolds here in Iowa.
All right, Sarah McCammon, she's been on assignment with Marketplace for the last couple months. She'll be joining us again a week from today. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Clay.